Hello, thank you so much for agreeing to take part in this interview with me today. We are so excited to be learning more about Latin American communities here, specifically in Ottawa, and it is amazing that you are able to share some of your stories with us.
Well, it's a pleasure, don't worry. I'm glad to help.
That's great. Before we get started, I just want to confirm that you are okay with participating in this interview, that it is completely voluntary, your participation.
Of course, yeah, there's no problem.
All right, great. Then let's get into the first question. So first and foremost, what is your country of origin?
Well, I was born in Mexico, so I come from there.
Okay, that sounds good. What part of Mexico are you
I am from Mexico
from?
City, the capital.
Love Mexico City. It's a very, very nice place, but also very busy.
Yeah, it's a very big city. It has a lot of people, so it can get very hectic at times.
What's your favorite part about the city?
I like that it has a lot of museums. It has a I think it's one of the cities with the most museums, at least in Latin America, but not in the world.
Oh wow, that is so cool. Anyway, what brought you to Ottawa?
Well, I came here because of our relationship. I moved in here with my partner, but I also came in to study a master's.
That sounds amazing. Where's your partner from? Is she also from Latin America?
Yeah, she is. She's from Brazil.
And what's your master's? What program are you doing here at UOttawa?
Oh, well, I got registered at the official Languages and Bilingualism Institute here in U Ottawa, and I am part of the Masters in Bilingualism Studies.
That sounds very interesting, and that honestly brings me to my next question. Do you have family here? Did they come with you, like when you moved? And if you do you see them frequently?
No, I didn't come with anyone. I came here by myself. Although I am with my partner, I didn't really come with any family, so I don't see them as often other than through the phone.
Oh, that must make it a little bit tough, like. Do you keep in touch with them? And what are some things that you do that bring you close to home?
It's definitely different. I wouldn't say it's hard, but it does come with its challenges. Could you repeat the question, please?
Oh yes, of course. I was just asking, what are some things that you do that bring you closer, make you feel at home, or like remind you of your home and make you, let's say, miss Mexico a little less.
Well, there's definitely some things that I do. The first thing that comes to my mind is food. Although the ingredients are very different here, and quite expensive, I would say. Making food from that I know from Mexico like makes me feel closer to my home. I also like to go to events and try to talk with people who speak Spanish, which is the language from Mexico, and yeah, I think that's about it.
Oh, that sounds all very nice. And do you then live in a Latin American community or a neighborhood in which you can speak Spanish, as you just said, to other people or with people from Mexico maybe?
No, not at all. The place where I live doesn't have a lot of people who are Latinos, as far as I'm concerned. It is honestly very different because in Mexico you're used to knowing your neighbors, right? And you would talk to them and you would see them all the time. So you would know who lived in every house and you would talk to with people. But here it's very different. People are more distant with each other and neighbors barely talk. So I couldn't tell you if people from where I live are Latinas, but I haven't seen anyone. The contact that I have with people from Latin America that I mentioned before is just from people who you find in the mall, in university. You hear them speaking Spanish and you go and talk to them. Or you go to these events that are made for Mexican people, for the Latin community, and that's where you find them.
Oh, I see, I see. But then, do you have contact with other people from the Latin American community that are part of the Latin American community? In Ottawa, do you maybe celebrate some events? And what are some events that you guys celebrate in Mexico that you appreciate and really like?
That's a very nice question. As I mentioned before, like at least in within my neighborhood, there's not a lot of people, but yeah, like you always make friends, and even sometimes you don't even like exchange numbers or even know like how the other person's name. But yeah, definitely I have some friends. As I mentioned, also my partner and her family are from Latin America, so there's that one that is the closest one. But yeah, I definitely have friends. I hang out with them. Regarding the events, well, I'll start with the ones from Mexico. There are quite a bit that I really, really enjoy. The first one that comes to mind is Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead. Another very representative one is Independence Day in Mexico. Yeah, those are the two that come to mind right now. And yeah, I sort of celebrate them here in Ottawa. I am pretty recent. I am a pretty recent I'm someone who arrived here pretty recently. So yeah, I haven't had the chance to be through all the events on the year, but I had chance to be on these two, the Independence Days in September and Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos, it's in November at the beginning. So yeah, I've been to both, and it's pretty nice because you find people from your country, like almost exclusively from your country, and you find food from there. There are vendors who do that, or products from Mexico, and it really brings you back to how the culture and the events are lived in Mexico. For example, last time I was here in, well, not last time, last September I was here in the 15th of September, what that is Independence Day. Yeah, that there is an event here in downtown that is organized by the Embassy of Mexico, where they do the same celebration that we would do in Mexico. It's the Cry of Independence, which is a historical event that is celebrated. Normally, the president is the one who does it, and the governors of sometimes cities, sometimes the whole states. But here, the ambassador of Mexico goes on a stand and does the cry. There's a lot of people there, and we do some celebrations. As I mentioned before, they bring food that is from Mexico that you can buy, which is pretty, pretty nice. It gets you in the spirit of the celebration. And well, as Mexico is a place with a lot of dancing in the culture, there's also a lot of music, and you can dance while you go there. And I've heard of this big parade that it's also done in for this event, but for this day, I'm sorry. But I don't really know what that one is about.
Wow, I'll definitely have to attend to the next one. That sounds really fun and really interesting.
You should.
Okay. Thanks for the invitation. Maybe you can show me around to the next one.
Definitely.
Awesome, I'm gonna hold you to that. Well, since we're talking about celebrations, which celebrations are the most important to you, like that you celebrate in Mexico?
Well, I mentioned one of them. Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos, is one that I really, really enjoy. It has transformed itself from what it was, which has its roots in like pre-Hispanic culture, but it has now transformed in a way which is very similar to Halloween. If you saw the movie Coco, like you saw a little bit of how it is. It still holds its traditions. There are some nice things like putting the altar for the people to remember them, feeling like they visit you, and prepare the food, like brings you closer to those feelings of loss that you may have felt and lets you celebrate them in a way. I think it's a very beautiful tradition. And yeah, it's one that is very, very representative. The other one, if I had to choose, well, Mexico shares a lot of celebrations with the rest of the world, but just for me, in personally, I think I could say Christmas is another one of them. We also celebrate it in Mexico, and it holds the same meaning, although sometimes it's overlooked a little bit and is just seen as a celebration. But yeah, we give it our own touch. You probably know piñatas. So we have piñatas on the day. We prepare Mexican dishes there. There are gifts, there are celebrations, music, and normally it's an excuse for family to get together and celebrate and enjoy each other's company. So I think that's a very nice one. Yeah, I think those two would be the most notorious ones and the ones I enjoy, but there's a lot of them that I really like and enjoy celebrating.
Oh wow, that is so interesting. I absolutely love Coco. It's such a cute movie and it sounds like a very beautiful tradition. Also, I love Christmas as well. Christmas is such a great holiday and it's so interesting that you guys have your own take on it, having the piñatas and everything. That's all very nice. All right, changing the subject a little bit. Could you describe maybe a typical day in your community, here in Ottawa or maybe back at home, but like maybe a contrast of both?
Yeah, I could do both pretty quick. A day here with my community, it's a little weird to describe because, as I mentioned before, there's not really a big community that I'm a part of on a day-to-day basis. So a normal day for me, I wouldn't know how to describe it. Live the best that I can in Canada as I would as a Mexican. But yeah, it is very different as in Mexico, as I mentioned before. Well, I think we are very social in Mexico, and you get to know your neighbors. You know, if you go out to walk, to take a walk, go to the market or go anywhere, you will probably find at least someone who will say hi, or even if you don't know the person, but they are friendly, they will say hi to you. Which is very nice. It's not the best for introverts, but it's very nice for people who enjoy this. So in comparison, I would say it's the socialization aspect is what's very different. Here in Canada, unless you are with some people that are part of your culture, you would socialize very differently or barely. Whereas in your country, or for me in Mexico, there would be a lot of socialization.
Awesome. Yeah, when I went to Mexico, I did certainly notice that Mexicans are very, very social. All right, this might touch a little bit on what you have already discussed, but how do you celebrate your heritage here in Ottawa, being away from your country?
I think we touched on it. In general, I would say, just to not repeat myself that much, I would say the food, going to events that are celebrated also in Mexico, making, yeah, like just keeping in contact with people from the same roots.
Yeah, that sounds great. And what are some values that you hold most dear? Like, as a member of this community, of the Latin American community, what are some like values that you think are so important as a part of who you are?
I think that's a very deep question. I don't know if I can answer that right away or completely, but I think something that I hold very dear about myself that is like representative of the Latinas is the warmth that we give. We are people who are very affectionate, and we have no fear in showing it and telling people that we love them and we care for them. So I think that's something that I really, really enjoy.
Those are really beautiful values, and they're great values, I believe, to hold. What would you like to share about yourself and your community that you think it's important for people to know? Maybe a misconception or something that people just don't know about.
Yeah, I think there's this big misconception that just because us Latinos have a lot of celebration and really enjoy the celebrations, that we don't work as hard as other people. Like it is true that, for example, in Mexico we have a lot of days where we don't work because there's a holiday, even though it's not related to a big celebration. Like Constitution Day, Flag Day. Sometimes we take those as days for not to work, but that is sometimes taken badly, and it's just considered as if we didn't work hard enough.
Yes, that is definitely a big misconception, and it sounds like a very bad stereotype that people might have. I'm really glad that you're able to share this here, and hopefully more people will see it and understand a little bit more about this culture.
Yeah, I hope so too. That'd be nice.
Yeah, speaking going back to the trend of celebrations and things that how you celebrate your heritage and things that bring you close to home, what foods do you like to make that remind you of home? And where would you get the groceries to prepare these meals?
Well, it's a little difficult because you cannot find all the ingredients for like the favorite foods that I would think of making. But yeah, I think there are certain ways where you can find them. There's this dish that is called cochinita pibil, which is basically pulled pork with a sauce with orange and something called achiote, that I've been very lucky, I think, to find. And I have gotten this ingredient, which would be the hardest one, achiote, Loblaws. So yeah, I haven't had that much problem finding that, and I know of Latin markets that have products from here, so maybe I could find them there. But as for me with these dishes, I think it has been a little easy to do, but I know of some other things like tortillas or different things like I couldn't find that easily.
Yes, I understand your struggle. I've had the same problem trying to find the foods from my own community as well. But I'm glad that you've been able to find some of these groceries to make the foods that you really enjoy and that bring you close to home. All right, and then to our next question. How likely do you think you and or your family maybe would you to be to use this website that we are creating for uploading these interviews to share the stories of the Latin American community?
Yeah, for sure. I don't really know what it is about, but if it's just for interviews, I think it would be nice to hear what other people from different countries, not even just Latinos, think of how or how they celebrate and get close to their roots. I think it would be very nice.
Yes, and I believe that is exactly one of the main reasons as to why I make a website is also that so everybody can learn a little bit more about these each individual cultures that make up the Latin American community and see how they're able to navigate their life in Ottawa. In conclusion, we would like to better serve the community. So, do you think you have any suggestions about the access to the website, or maybe things that should be posted? Anything that you'd like to say about the website?
Well, if the website is related to just one community, as for example the Latinos or one nationality, I think going to events that represent this community and maybe making posts about it, interviewing people about them, and start some sort of like blog where the community could go and look for other experiences and maybe support, who knows? I think that could be very nice if, yeah, if it worked as some sort of social media of sorts.
Wow, that is actually a very interesting take. I hadn't even thought of that or even heard anybody think of that. That is such a nice way to be able to share more about these communities. Do you have any other comments or concerns about this interview or the website?
No, I'm just thank you very much for including me in the interviews. I look forward to taking a look at your website and learn about other people.
All right, and thank you so much for taking part in this interview. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you. No problem.